Wisconsin Republicans and Democrats have agreed on one flurry of bills. They boost community mental health services. Wednesday, the state Senate gave final legislative approval to a dozen changes. One group that's been lobbying for improvements is Disability Rights Wisconsin. Barbara Beckert is director of its Milwaukee office. She says Wisconsin has lagged behind other states when it comes to providing mental health services.
Possibly one of the reasons for that is that we have a different model here. We have a county-based system. So that really means that instead of having one statewide menu of mental health services available to people, that the services that are available vary dramatically depending on what county you live in and on the resources that county has and the extent to which they make mental health a priority. And, you know, we don't think that that's equitable. Your access to mental health services shouldn't depend on where you live.
What items that lawmakers have approved do you feel are the most significant, and what is still lacking, in your opinion?
These are all smaller incremental changes that I think are positive. There's an initiative that will support development of mobile crisis units in rural areas. There's an expansion of mental health benefits under Medicaid for children with serious mental health needs to allow them to receive in-home therapy. There's an initiative that will increase funding for employment supports for people with serious mental illness. We've seen that many people with mental illness want to return to the workforce, but they need a helping hand.
What critical needs still exist in Wisconsin regarding folks with mental health needs, unmet mental health needs?
In terms of community-based services, we still lag far behind where we need to be. For children with mental health needs, Wisconsin in particular has lagged behind. And there's been a lot of discussion about the need to increase access within the school system to provide more support for school-based mental health services and support. And I think that's an area where actually many schools have had to cut back. So I think that's something that might be the topic of future discussion and analysis. The need for more training for law enforcement, the need for more mobile crisis units. So there's some positive things we saw here, but we need more.